全港信息感恩，心里感谢神。
Now, Pastor Philip will bring us God's message for today. Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
感恩节快乐。
It's great to hear the testimonies given today.
好高兴今日听到好多嘅见证。
I'm sure that there were probably more people that wanted to come up.
我相信有更多嘅人乐意嘅同我哋分享。
And it's always wonderful that we're able to encourage one another and give thanks to God for what He's doing in our lives.
我哋一齐嘅去赞美神，亦都去见证神喺我哋生命里边所作嘅工，呢个系一件美事。
And especially seeing Him even through our storms and struggles in our lives.
特别就算系喺我哋生命嘅暴风里边，我哋睇到佢嘅工作。
Let's bow for the prayer.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for being a wonderful God.
天父，我哋多谢你，因为你系一个奇妙嘅神。
A God who is above all.
你系一个万有之上嘅主。
A God who is worthy of our praise.
你系一个配得我哋称颂嘅神。
Worthy of our worship.
配得我哋嘅敬拜。
Father, for you are our Creator God.
天父，你就系我哋嘅创造者，我哋嘅神。
And we thank you for you are the one that made us.
我哋多谢你，因为系你造我哋。
You made us to be your, to come to know you.
使我哋能够。
And you brought your Son so that we can have forgiveness of sins. And through his death and his resurrection, we too can have life and a restored relationship with you. Father, I pray that you will work in our hearts. That as we come before you in thanksgiving, that you will fill our hearts.
求你充满我哋嘅心
，with thankfulness，
让我哋有一个感谢嘅心。
You have the joy and gladness，
有一个喜乐。
That you are our God，
去知道你就系我哋嘅神。
That we are your children，
我哋系你嘅子民。
Lord， fill our hearts with your truths，
主啊，求你亦都让真理填满我哋嘅心。
Open our ears and hearts to hear your word，
打开我哋嘅耳朵，我哋嘅心，让我哋听到你嘅话语。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen。
Amen。
Today's passage is probably very familiar to all of you.
今日嘅经文可能好多人都好熟悉啦。
You probably heard it many times for the call of worship.
可能喺宣召嘅时候你听过好多次。
And it's a wonderful passage that I love to read.
对于我嚟讲，我好中意呢段嘅经文。
The psalm shows us that a heart of thankfulness comes when we first know who God is, and second, know what He has done for us.
呢段詩篇解釋俾我哋聽，我哋點樣先至有個感恩嘅心？首先，我哋要知道神係邊一位，跟住我哋要知道佢嘅作為。
I love the psalm because it invites us to come to worship God.
我喜歡呢篇嘅詩篇，因為呢篇詩篇邀請我哋嚟到敬拜神。
And in the beginning, it reminds us of why we are coming.
佢一開始就提醒我哋點解我哋要嚟到啊
？We're called to come to make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他唱歌。你们当晓得耶和华是神。
Simple.
好简单啊。
We come because we know that the Lord is God.
我哋嚟到，因为我哋知道耶和华是神。
And when we come to worship, we come to adore Him.
我哋嚟到呢一度系去敬拜佢。
To delight Him, to delight in Him as our Almighty God.
我哋去喜悦神，我哋喺神里边去知道佢就系呢个全能嘅神。
Worship means that we treasure God above all things.
意思就系话我哋系爱神比万有之上。
You know, John 4:23 reminds us that we worship in spirit and in truth.
约翰福音的第四章这样讲，他说我们是以真理和诚实来敬拜的。
That truth he's talking about is understanding who God is through his word.
这个真理的意思就是说要藉着神的话语去明白神是谁。
Understanding his nature, his character.
要知道神的属性，神的位格。
And in spirit is with a heart that treasures him.
以灵呢，意思就是说个心里面去珍惜神。
That we love Him and desire to know Him.
我们渴慕神，我们乐意的去认识神。
Piper says we must worship God authentically and treasure him rightly.
John Piper 牧师讲，我哋必须嘅以真诚嚟到敬拜神，亦都要正确嘅去珍惜佢。
So we must understand who God is.
所以我哋必须要知道神是谁。
And that every time we come before God and worship,
而每一次我哋嚟到神面前去敬拜嘅时候
，our hearts will delight and revere Him for who He is.
我哋嘅心会喜悦神，我哋嘅心。会敬拜神。
We'll talk about his character a little later in the sermon.
我哋喺一阵间讲到会讲到神嘅本性。
And now we're going to move on to understand what God has done for us.
我哋而家要讲到神为我哋所作嘅。
The psalmist reminds us here, God is the creator. God made us.
诗人呢度提醒我哋系神创造我哋嘅。
Verse 3 is that know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us.And we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
See, we were created to be worshippers.
我们被创造的时候，我们是要敬拜的。
Ones who will be in awe of God.
我们会对神有这个赞叹。
And when we see God and worship him,
当我哋见到神，我哋去敬拜神嘅时候
，That gives us the proper perspective in life.
就让我哋喺生命里边有一个正确嘅观点。
To understand that we are not the center of the universe.
让我哋知道我哋唔系宇宙嘅中心。
That the world doesn't revolve around me.
呢一个嘅世界唔系围住我嚟走。
This is God's word, world.
呢一个系属于神嘅世界。
He made it.
是祂創造的,
and he's the one in control.
而是祂掌管的。
And having this proper perspective,
当我们有这个正确的看法的时候,
enables us to live life,
就容许我们过活,
joyfully and thankfully.
有一个喜乐的心, 感恩的心来过活。
The Bible says the heart of thanksgiving begins here.
圣经说一个感恩的心就是从这里开始。
Knowing and acknowledging the Lord as God.
当你去认识神，当你去承认神是神。
And God made us for a very specific purpose.
而神是有一个特别的原因去创造我们的。
Verse 3 says, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
第三节这样讲，我们是他的子民，是他草场的羊。
We're created to be God's own people.
我们被造的时候是成为神的子民。
To belong to him.
属于神。
We're created to be in fellowship with Him.
我们被创造的时候要同神相交。
And God desires to be in relationship with each of us.
而神的渴慕就是我同我们每一个人有这个关系。
God says we are His, we belong to Him.
神说我们是属于祂的。
And God describes that as a possession.
在这里好像是他的描述是一个拥有。
It's not a negative thing that he treats you like an object.
但这个不是一个负面的意思，好像你是一件物件他所拥有。
But it's a possession that describes great affection, great love.
但是这个拥有的意思是一份大的爱。
It's described here the analogy of a sheep.
在这里的描述就是用羊来解释。
That we are the sheep of his pasture.
我们是他草场的羊。
Now, we already talked about the sheep a while ago, many times. And the sheep aren't the smartest animals around. So why are we compared to like sheep? They have no defense at all. They're totally reliant on someone else to protect them. Their teeth are flat. Nothing to bite. And this is the picture that the psalmist wants us to see.
但是诗人就要我们看到这幅图画。
We are the sheep of God's pasture.
我们是神草场的羊。
And Isaiah 53:6 says, All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquities of us all to fall on him.
以赛亚书53:6这样说，我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
See, we're described as sheep that have gone astray.
And
we turned away from God.
You know,
we sinned against him.
And
because of that sin, we deserved his wrath and
punishment.
Yet God shows his goodness and his mercy.
He
continues to show us that love by sending us his son into the world to die on the cross to pay the penalties of our
sins.
John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
約翰福音10章11節這樣說,我是好牧人,好牧人為羊捨命。
And it is through that work of Christ on the cross, the good shepherd,
就是藉著主耶穌基督這個好牧人在十字架上的工作,
that brings us forgiveness of sins.
使我們的罪能夠得到赦免。
It restores our relationship to God.
亦都回復我們和神的關係。
If we receive him as our Lord and Savior,
如果我們接受主耶穌基督為我們的救主,
we become part of his kingdom.
我們就在神的國度有份。
Now, there's no greater love than that.
沒有一份的愛比這個愛更加的大。
And we wonder, how do we respond to a love like that?
我們向這份的愛作一個如何的回應呢?
God loves you.
神愛你,
he sent Jesus to be that good shepherd to die for us. He died and rose again.
祂不但死,
and he continues to be that good shepherd to watch over us. To lead us to eternity. This is what God has done for us. Do you know what God has done for you?
你知不知道神为你做了什么呢?
Have you come to know him as your Lord and his Savior, your Savior?
你有没有认识到主耶稣基督为你的救主呢?
You know, becoming a Christian actually is only the beginning.
成为一个基督徒其实只不过是一个开始。You
know, like I reminded us before, God created us to be in relationship and fellowship with him.
就是等于我刚才提醒过大家,神创造我们的时候, 原意是我們和祂有相交。
So when we become a Christian, it's just the beginning of that intimate relationship that God wants with us.
所以如果我們成為基督徒的時候, 只不過是在和神這個親密的關係裡面的開始。
And that's a beginning because now we have a restored relationship to God.
為什麼是一個開始? 因為我們和神的關係是回復了。
Now we can fellowship with him face to face and heart to heart.
現在我們能夠面對面心連心的這樣和祂相交。
And it's because when we become a Christian, he gives us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us.
是因為當我們成為基督徒的時候, 祂亦都賜過聖靈居在我們的心裡面。
And it's the Holy Spirit that actually unites us to Christ.
就是藉著聖靈使我們與基督聯合。
It's the Holy Spirit that binds you to him.
是聖靈使我們與神結連。
That you are his child.
你是祂的兒女。
The sheep of his pasture.
你是祂草場的羊。
The people of his kingdom.
你是祂國度的子民。
You know, now you are really ready to draw close to me.
現在你實在是準備好的去靠近我。
And now is a time that I desire to be in true fellowship with you.
現在你同我能夠真正的來到相交。
As God the Father.
因為我就是你的天父。
That you are my child.
你是我的兒女。
And knowing God is something that is He desires us to do.
而神渴慕的就是我们去认识神,
to know him.
认识神,
to love him.
爱神。
J.I. Packer in his book, Knowing God,
J.I. Packer牧师在他那本书叫做《认识神》,
he says that the study of the nature and character of God is the most practical project anyone can engage in.
他这样讲到, 去认识神,
的本性同佢嘅位格係任何一個人能夠做到最實際嘅一個學習。Because knowing God,
因為認識神,
are crucially important for the living of our lives.
認識神對於我哋如何過活係十分之重要。
You know, we can't live our lives properly without understanding God's character and His attributes and His nature.
如果我们不明白神的属性和神的位格的时候，我们不能够正确地去过活。
And He desires for us to have that intimate relationship with Him.
而他渴望就是让我们和他有这个亲密的关系。
Let me give you an example.
让我给一个例子。
And marriage is the most intimate human relationship that God has designed for us.
婚姻是神所设计中在地上最亲密的一个关系。
And there's no one that is more intimate than one's spouse.
没有一个人比你的配偶和你更加的亲密。
And it's a covenant union where God defines two people as becoming one flesh.
这个就是一个在圣约底下的结合。
The idea of knowing one another to be one flesh.
意思就是彼此认识到一个地步，二人成为一体。
It defines a deep, intimate relationship with
the beloved. 这里所描述的就是和你所爱的人有一个很亲密、很亲密的关系。
You know, when you come to Thanksgiving, yeah, I thank God for the wonderful wife that He's given to me.
没错，来到感恩节的时候，去感谢神，俾咗一个好嘅太太。
And God has given me the wonderful opportunity to love her, to know her deeply.
神俾我有个机会去爱佢，亦都深深嘅认识佢。
To understand her character, her personality.
去认识佢嘅性格，佢嘅个性。
To understand her likes and dislikes.
去认识到佢喜欢啲乜嘢，唔喜欢啲乜嘢。
To know what she desires.
去知道去渴望啲乜嘢。
To understand the things that make her afraid.
亦都知道有啲乜嘢佢系怕嘅。
You know, especially when you have a wife, the most important thing is to understand how they like things done.
如果你有太太嘅，你会知道最紧要你知道佢哋中意点样做嘢法。
You know, it's important because it awakens wrath and displeasure when you don't know that.
因为如果你唔知道嘅时候咧，你就会有好大嘅麻烦啦，佢会嬲嘅。
And you have to understand the things that bring her joy.
但同时你都知道啲乜嘢会带俾佢喜乐。
What are the things that she loves?
佢喜欢啲乜嘢？
What are the things that she cares for?
有啲乜嘢佢好关心嘅？
And as a husband, we desire to see the inner beauty that they have.
而我哋做丈夫嘅更加要睇到就系太太嘅内在美。
The intimacy of a deep relationship.
喺呢一个亲密嘅关系里边。
You know, the amazing thing, this is exactly how God desires our relationship to Him to be.
但是神渴望我们和祂的关系就是这样。
Throughout the Bible, God uses this illustration of marriage.
在圣经里面不断地都是用了婚姻这个例子。
To symbolize Christ in the church.
去描述基督和教会的关系。
God wants to have an intimate relationship with us.
神要求的是和我们有一个亲密的关系。
You know, God doesn't want to be an acquaintance of us.
神不是想和我们做一个普通朋友。
Not that you just believe in Him as Lord and Savior and the rest is history and He's just a friend.
不是说你信了主之后，其他一切就淡忘了，祂只是好像一个朋友。
Once you become a Christian,
但当你成为一个基督徒的时候,
God wants that deep, intimate relationship with each of us.
神就是要求我们和祂有一个亲密的关系。
That He loves us for who we are.
我们是怎样的，神就是怎样的爱我们。
And He's changing us to make us more and more holy each and every day.
而同时祂亦都去改变我们，让我们每一天更加的成圣。
And He loves you for who you are.
你是怎样的，神就是怎样的爱你。
He sees the beauty and majesty and your glory.
他亦都看到你里面的魅力，看到荣耀。
Because in reality, you are to reflect Him.
因为事实上你是要去反映他。
And in reality, God wants us to love Him, to know Him, to see our beauty and our His glory.
而神亦都乐意的，我们去认识祂，在祂里面亦都看到这个荣耀。
And that's what it means to have a heart of worship.
这个就是有一个敬拜的心的意思。
You know, not something that we just do once a year.
不是我们只是一年做一次。
But it's a daily thing, every day of our lives.
每一天在我们的生命里面，我们都会这样做。
That we have this heart of worship and thanksgiving.
我们有这个的 敬拜嘅心，有呢个感恩嘅心。
It's something that should drive us each and every day of our lives.
而就系呢一个嘅心，应该推动我哋每一日嘅生活。
That we live each day in intimate relationship to God.
我哋每一次日过活嘅时候，系同神有呢个亲密嘅关系。
And every day we wake up, we have an opportunity to know God.
我哋每一日起嚟嘅时候，就有呢个嘅机会去认识神。
An opportunity to read His Word, to know Him deeper.
有呢个机会嘅去研读佢嘅话语，更加深深嘅认识佢。
Because God desires to be to know you each and every day.
因为神嘅渴慕就系每一天亦都认识你。
God lives in our souls through the Holy Spirit.
藉住圣灵，神就系住喺我哋嘅灵里边。
So we are communing with Him all the time.
所以我哋时时系与神相交嘅。
You know, but it is a relationship that still needs to be nurtured.
但系呢一个嘅关系仲系需要嘅喂养。
It's just like any other relationship.
就系等于我哋任何一个关系。
God is always seeking our audience.
神不断嘅系等候聆听我哋。
But it's always in our business of life.
但是在我们繁忙的生命里面,
we fail to nurture our relationship to God.
我们没有去喂养我们和神的关系。
Just like a husband can be consumed by things of this world and even work.
等于一个做丈夫的,他可以被他的事业来到是充满了他。
And he fails to cultivate that intimate relationship with his spouse.
他就忘记了怎样继续地去喂养他和他太太的关系。
And that relationship will deteriorate.
而这个关系也都会去恶化。
And in the same way, our relationship to Christ
也都同样的我们同基督的关系
is something that we need to cultivate, to nurture.
一样是要喂养的。
God is the one that will draw close to us.
神是会靠近我们的。
He is moving our hearts closer to Him.
他是打动我们的心，我们的心去靠近他。
But He wants us to worship Him truly from our hearts.
他也都要我们真心的去敬拜他。
A heart that will love Him and seek after Him.
是一个爱慕他的心，去寻觅他的心。
Packer also says,
Packer 牧师也都这样说，
Truly knowing God
is
a personal relationship.
是跟神有一个个人的关系。
When you know His attributes,
是你认识他的位格。
You understand God's character.
你知道他的本性。
Understand His dislikes and likes.
知道神喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
Verse 5 says, For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
第五节说，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远。他的信实直到万代。
You know, do we understand what it means that God is good?
我们明明什么叫做神本为善呢?
How does the goodness of God affect the way that you live?
因为神的美善如何影响到你的生活呢?
You know, that helps us to understand that everything that God does
让我们明白到神所做的每一件事
is always righteous and good.
永远都是公义美善。
There's never an intent for evil.
在神里面没有一个恶毒的念头。
Never intent for revenge.
不会说要复仇的。
Never intent to do us harm.
不是要伤害我们。
All that God does,
神所做的一切,
He is good.
他是美善。
He is righteous.
他是公义。
And God is love. What does it mean that He is love?
当你要讲到神是爱的时候的意思是什么呢?
God loves us enough to send Jesus to die for us.
神爱我们到一个地步，差派耶稣为我们死。
And as the good shepherd, he will lay down his life for us.
而因为他是一个好牧人，他也都为我们牺牲他的生命。
And what does it mean that God is faithful?
咁神的信实有什么意思呢?
No matter what happens in our lives,
无论在我们生命里面发生了什么事都好，
God will never let us down.
神不会使我们跌倒。
Okay, we might not get what we want all the time.
又或许我们不会时时去得到我们想得到的东西。
You know, our life may not always be a rose garden.
我们的生命不会时时在一个玫瑰园里面。
Because we live in a broken world and we face pain.
我们是住在一个破碎的世界里面。
That faithfulness of God means that He will never forsake us.
神的信实的意思是祂永不把我们撇下。
You know, we have to understand these natures of God.
You
know, many times we read Galatians 5:22, this fruit of the Spirit. And we apply it to man. The fruit of the Spirit that we all should have. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such things there is no law. But this fruit of the Spirit actually describes God perfectly. This fruit of the Spirit, you can cross that out and say God is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, etc.
我哋換個字眼，我哋唔好話用屬靈嘅果子，我哋話神就是仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善等等等等。
That the full essence of each of these traits.
就係喺呢一度每一個嘅特徵嘅精義
is perfectly exhibited by God all the time.
喺神裏邊，神係不斷嘅彰顯。
God is forever loving.
神係永恆裏邊都係仁愛嘅。
Joyful, peaceful, and patient.
喜樂、和平、忍耐。
He is the one that is always kind and always good and always faithful.
係佢時常嘅都係恩慈、良善、信實。
And his dealing with us is always in gentleness. He's always the one that is in self-control and never lashes out in anger for us. And Christ exhibited these
fruit
without blemish.
彰顯了這個果子是完全無瑕疵的彰顯。
It's called the fruit of the Spirit.
這裡被稱為聖靈的果子。And
this is the fruit that the Spirit bears in us when we become a Christian.
當我們成為基督徒的時候, 聖靈也幫我們去結這個果子。
We will bear these fruits as well.
我們也會結這個果子。
Because bearing these fruits is actually becoming more and more in the image of Christ.
因為他結這個果子就是我們越發像基督的意思。
And that's what he is doing.
而神就是這樣做。
Each and every day he's helping us to be more and more like him.
每一天神是幫助我們越發像他。
You know, notice the word fruit is singular.
你也看到這裡果子是單數的。
You know, the fruit is all these traits.
You know,
and it is described many ways. You can look at a fruit as a bouquet.
They
come as a whole. But every flower in that bouquet is different. And God will bear the fruit in your life as you grow in relationship to Him.
See,
it's only when we grow close to God that we have a thankful heart. To understand that all that we are, all that we have, it is a gift from God. And a lot of times we have to look at our own hearts. Are our hearts full of thanksgiving? You know, I read a good article by Paul Tripp this week.
在今個星期，我讀咗一篇好好嘅文章，係 Paul Tripp 牧師所寫。And
he says the universal language of the world.
佢話呢一個宇宙中一個共同嘅語言。Is
griping and complaining.
就係埋怨。The
universal language of the world is griping and complaining.
呢個宇宙同一嘅語言就係去埋怨。That
we're always complaining about something.
時時都為咗一啲事去埋怨。We're
always griping of the things that we don't have.
我哋去埋怨我哋得不著嘅東西。We're
always complaining about how the people do things.
我哋埋怨別人點樣去處事做人。
But the heart of a Christian
但是一个基督徒的心,
needs to be a heart of thanksgiving.
是一個感恩的心.
Are our hearts full of the joy and gladness of Christ?
我們的心是不是充滿基督的喜樂呢?
You know, I know that you know some of you may be going through life circumstances that maybe cover over us and take away that thankfulness.
或者我們當中有些人現在是經過一些困難的時間,
you know, it's very easy for the things of this world and these circumstances to kind of drag us down. It's very hard to have a heart of thanksgiving, of joy and gladness when things aren't going good. And that is exactly when we need to go to God. To dwell in Him. To rest in Him. You know, because thankfulness should not come from our circumstances. It comes from God. Knowing what? Knowing that the Lord is God. That we are to dwell in His character, His attributes. Remembering God's goodness. To revel in His power. To reflect upon His faithfulness. To remember His grace and mercy that has been evident in our lives. These are the times we need to come and to dwell in the love of Christ. To see who He is. To remember what He's done for us. He's given us a love that endures forever. And it's a love that will lead us through to eternity. Because if you are in Christ, you are His chosen people. You are His beloved. And no matter what things and circumstances you may face in life, nothing can ever separate you from God's love. The real joy of the Spirit is independent of our circumstances. It's based on our relationship to Christ. So we must remember. In order to have that thankful heart, you must look to Christ. We must cherish and cling to this precious relationship that God has given to us. That you can come before God and cry out, Abba Father. Lift me up. Let us pray. Father, we come before you. We cry, Abba Father. For you are a God that truly loves us. Father, we thank you for the blood of Christ. That He suffered and died in our place. So that we can have forgiveness of sins. We thank you, O Lord, for the grace that you've shown to us. That you are the good shepherd. That you have laid down your life for us. Father, help us to see you for who you are. Lord, help us to understand what it means to live each day with you. To have a heart of worship that comes to you. To come to sing with joyful songs. That each and every day we enter your gates with thanksgiving. that we give you praise.
去赞美你。
Father, we thank you for your love.
天父，我哋再一次为着你嘅爱献上感谢。
And we pray that you will continue.
我哋亦都祈求你继续。
To grow us in your word.
让我哋喺你嘅话语里边嚟到成长。
So that we will desire you above all things.
以致我哋渴慕你比所有嘢之上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.